When we sin against one another, we're sinning against the Lord. This is the LifeSpring 1-Year Bible coming to you from Riverside, California, and podcasting since 2004. I'm your OG Godcaster, Steve Webb. This is the daily podcast where we're reading through the entire Bible in a year, and it's the Law Monday. We'll read Leviticus 4 through 6. I'm calling the episode Fan the Flames. Let's begin with prayer. Our loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for calling us here again, and we pray, God, that you would guide our thoughts and that you would teach us as we read. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's begin. Leviticus chapter 4. Then Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the Israelites, saying, if a person sins by an unintentional wrong from any of Yahweh's commands that should not be violated, and he violates any of them, if the anointed priest sins, bringing guilt on the people, then concerning the sin that he has committed, he shall bring a young bull without defect for Yahweh as a sin offering. He shall bring the bull to the tent of assembly's entrance before Yahweh, place his hand on the bull's head, and slaughter the bull before Yahweh. The anointed priest shall take some of the bull's blood and bring it to the tent of assembly, and the priest shall dip his finger in the blood and shall spatter some of the blood 7 times before Yahweh in front of the sanctuary's curtain. The priest shall put some of the blood on the horns of the altar of fragrant incense before Yahweh, which is in the tent of assembly, and all the rest of the bull's blood he must pour out on the base of the altar of the burnt offering, which is at the entrance of the tent of assembly. He must remove all the fat from the bull of the sin offering, the fat that covers the inner parts, and all of the fat that is on the inner parts, the 2 kidneys and the fat that is on them, and the liver's lobe that he must remove in addition to the kidneys, just as it is removed from the ox of the fellowship offering sacrifice, and the priest shall turn them into smoke on the altar of the burnt offering. But the bull's skin and its meat, in addition to its head, its lower leg bones, inner parts, and its offal, he shall carry all of the bull outside the camp to a ceremonially clean place, to the fatty ashes dump, and he shall burn it on wood in the fire. It must be burned up on the fatty ashes dump. If Israel's whole assembly did wrong, unintentionally, and the matter was concealed from the assembly's eyes, and they acted against any of Yahweh's commands that should not be violated, so that they incur guilt, when the sin that they have committed against that command becomes known, the assembly shall present a young bull as a sin offering, and they shall bring it before the tent of assembly, and the elders of the assembly shall place their hands on the bull's head before Yahweh, and he shall slaughter the bull before Yahweh. Then the anointed priest shall bring some of the bull's blood to the tent of assembly, and the priest shall dip his finger in the blood, and shall spatter it 7 times before Yahweh in front of the curtain. He must put some of the blood on the altar's horns before Yahweh in the tent of assembly, and all the rest of the blood he must pour out on the base of the altar of the burnt offering, which is at the tent of assembly's entrance. He must remove all its fat from it, and he shall turn it into smoke on the altar. He shall do to the bull just as he did to the sin offering's bull, so he must do it. The priest shall make atonement for them, and they shall be forgiven. He shall bring the rest of the bull outside the camp, and he shall burn it just as he burned the first bull. It is the sin offering for the assembly. When a leader sins and commits an unintentional wrong against any of the commands of Yahweh his God that should not be violated, so that he incurs guilt, or his sin he has committed is made known to him, he shall bring a male goat without defect as his offering. He shall place his hand on the he-goat's head and slaughter it in the place where he slaughtered the burnt offering before Yahweh. It is a sin offering. The priest shall take some of the sin offering's blood with his finger, and he shall put it on the horns of the altar of the burnt offering, and he must pour out the rest of its blood on the base of the altar of the sin offering. He must turn all of its fat into smoke on the altar, like the fat of the fellowship offering sacrifice, and the priest shall make atonement for him because of his sin, and he will be forgiven. If any one of the people of the land sins by an unintentional wrong by violating one of Yahweh's commands that should not be violated, so that he incurs guilt, or his sin he has committed is made known to him, he shall bring as his offering a female goat without defect as his offering for his sin that he committed. He shall place his hand on the sin offering's head and slaughter the sin offering in the place of the burnt offering. The priest shall take some of its blood with his finger and he shall put it on the horns of the altar of the burnt offering, and he must pour out all the rest of its blood on the altar's base. He must remove all of its fat, just as the fat was removed from the fellowship offering sacrifice, and the priest shall turn it into smoke on the altar as an appeasing fragrance for Yahweh. The priest shall make atonement for him, and he will be forgiven. But if he brings a lamb as his offering for a sin offering, he must bring a female without defect. He shall place his hand on the sin offering's head, and he shall slaughter it as a sin offering in the place where he slaughtered the burnt offering. The priest shall take some of the sin offering's blood with his finger, and he shall put it on the horns of the altar of the burnt offering, and he must pour out all the rest of its blood on the altar's base. He must remove all of its fat, just as the lamb's fat from the fellowship offering sacrifice was removed, and the priest shall turn them into smoke on the altar upon Yahweh's offerings made by fire. And the priest shall make atonement for him because of his sin that he committed, and he will be forgiven. Leviticus chapter 5. If a person sins in hearing the utterance of an oath, and is a witness, whether he has seen or known of the matter, if he does not tell it, he bears guilt. Or if a person touches any unclean thing, whether it is the carcass of an unclean beast, or the carcass of unclean livestock, or the carcass of unclean creeping things, and he is unaware of it, he also shall be unclean and guilty. Or if he touches human uncleanness, whatever uncleanness with which a man may be defiled, and he is unaware of it, when he realizes it, then he shall be guilty. Or if a person swears, speaking thoughtlessly with his lips to do evil or to do good, whatever it is that a man may pronounce by an oath, and he is unaware of it, when he realizes it, then he shall be guilty in any of these matters. And it shall be, when he is guilty in any of these matters, that he shall confess that he has sinned in that thing, and he shall bring his trespass offering to the Lord for his sin which he has committed, a female from the flock, a lamb, or a kid of the goats as a sin offering. So the priest shall make atonement for him concerning his sin. If he is not able to bring a lamb, then he shall bring to the Lord for his trespass which he has committed, two turtle doves or two young pigeons, one as a sin offering and the other as a burnt offering. And he shall bring them to the priest, who shall offer that which is for the sin offering first, and wring off its head from its neck, but shall not divide it completely. Then he shall sprinkle some of the blood of the sin offering on the side of the altar, and the rest of the blood shall be drained out at the base of the altar. It is a sin offering. And he shall offer the second as a burnt offering according to the prescribed manner. So the priest shall make atonement on his behalf for his sin which he has committed, and it shall be forgiven him. But if he is not able to bring two turtle doves or two young pigeons, then he who sinned shall bring for his offering 1/10 of an ephah of fine flour as a sin offering. He shall put no oil in it, nor shall he put frankincense on it, for it is a sin offering. Then he shall bring it to the priest, and the priest shall take his handful of it as a memorial portion, and burn it on the altar, according to the offerings made by fire to the Lord. It is a sin offering. The priest shall make atonement for him for his sin that he has committed in any of these matters, and it shall be forgiven him. The rest shall be the priest's as a grain offering. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, If a person commits a trespass and sins unintentionally in regard to the holy things of the Lord, then he shall bring to the Lord as his trespass offering a ram without blemish from the flocks, with your valuation in shekels of silver, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, as a trespass offering. And he shall make restitution for the harm that he has done in regard to the holy thing, and shall add 1/5 to it, and give it to the priest. So the priest shall make atonement for him with the ram of the trespass offering, and it shall be forgiven him. If a person sins and commits any of these things which are forbidden to be done by the commandments of the Lord, though he does not know it, yet he is guilty and shall bear his iniquity. And he shall bring to the priest a ram without blemish from the flock, with your valuation as a trespass offering. So the priest shall make atonement for him regarding his ignorance in which he erred and did not know it, and it shall be forgiven him. It is a trespass offering. He has certainly trespassed against the Lord. Leviticus chapter 6. Then the Lord said to Moses, If anyone sins, and is unfaithful to the Lord by deceiving a neighbor about something entrusted to them, or left in their care, or about something stolen, or if they cheat their neighbor, or if they find lost property and lie about it, or if they swear falsely about any such sin that people may commit. When they sin in any of these ways and realize their guilt, they must return what they have stolen or taken by extortion, or what was entrusted to them, or the lost property they found, or whatever it was they swore falsely about. They must make restitution in full, add a fifth of the value to it, and give it all to the owner on the day they present their guilt offering. And, as a penalty, they must bring to the priest, that is, to the Lord, their guilt offering, a ram from the flock, one without defect and of the proper value. In this way, the priest will make atonement for them before the Lord, and they will be forgiven for any of the things they did that made them guilty. The Lord said to Moses, "Give Aaron and his sons this command. These are the regulations for the burnt offering. The burnt offering is to remain on the altar hearth throughout the night, till morning, and the fire must be kept burning on the altar. The priest shall then put on his linen clothes with linen undergarments next to his body, and shall remove the ashes of the burnt offering that the fire has consumed on the altar, and place them beside the altar. Then he is to take off his clothes and put on others, and carry the ashes outside the camp to a place that is ceremonially clean. The fire on the altar must be kept burning. It must not go out. Every morning the priest is to add firewood and arrange the burnt offering on the fire and burn the fat of the fellowship offerings on it. The fire must be kept burning on the altar continuously. It must not go out. These are the regulations for the grain offering. Aaron's sons are to bring it before the Lord in front of the altar. The priest is to take a handful of the finest flour and some olive oil, together with all the incense on the grain offering, and burn the memorial portion on the altar as an aroma pleasing to the Lord. Aaron and his sons shall eat the rest of it, but it is to be eaten without yeast in the sanctuary area. They are to eat it in the courtyard of the tent meeting. It must not be baked with yeast. I have given it as their share of the food offerings presented to me. Like the sin offering and the guilt offering, it is most holy. Any male descendant of Aaron may eat it. For all generations to come, it is his perpetual share of the food offerings presented to the Lord. Whatever touches them will become holy." The Lord also said to Moses, "This is the offering Aaron and his sons are to bring to the Lord on the day he is anointed. A tenth of an ephah of the finest flour as a regular grain offering, half of it in the morning and half in the evening. It must be prepared with oil on a griddle. Bring it well mixed and present the grain offering broken in pieces as an aroma pleasing to the Lord. The son who is to succeed him as anointed priest shall prepare it. It is the Lord's perpetual share and is to be burned completely. Every grain offering of a priest shall be burned completely. It must not be eaten." The Lord said to Moses, "Say to Aaron and his sons, these are the regulations for the sin offering. The sin offering is to be slaughtered before the Lord in the place the burnt offering is slaughtered. It is most holy. The priest who offers it shall eat it. It is to be eaten in the sanctuary area, in the courtyard of the tent of meeting. Whatever touches any of the flesh will become holy, and if any of the blood is spattered on a garment, you must wash it in the sanctuary area. The clay pot the meat is cooked in must be broken, but if it is cooked in a bronze pot, the pot is to be scoured and rinsed with water. Any male in a priest's family may eat it. It is most holy. But any sin offering whose blood is brought into the tent of meeting to make atonement in the holy place must not be eaten. It must be burned up." Let's talk about Leviticus 4 through 6. In chapter 4, did you notice that the sins for which the sin offerings could be made were unintentional or without knowledge? Yeah, that's right. If you sinned by accident, you could receive forgiveness through the sin offering. But if you sinned in rebellion against God, the law of Moses offered no forgiveness. The penalty was death. Then in chapter 5, the trespass or guilt offering is covered. The guilt offering is different from the sin offering in that restitution is required plus a 20% penalty in the trespass offering and confession is required. Then in chapter 6, verse 1,
The text says, if anyone sins and is unfaithful to the Lord, and then goes on to describe things done against or to a neighbor. So, did you get that? When we sin against one another, we're sinning against the Lord. And also in chapter 6, verse 9, the Lord told Moses that for the burnt offering, the fire was never to be allowed to go out. Do you know why? Well, it's because the fire that was burning on the altar was ignited from heaven. In chapter 8, which we'll read next week, we read, fire came out from the presence of the Lord and consumed the burnt offering and the fat portions on the altar. So what was happening there when the sacrifices were being consumed by this fire from heaven, it was a sign of God's acceptance. Now listen, just as the priests were to attend to this fire that was ignited by God Himself, we should attend to the fire ignited by the Holy Spirit in us. Our devotion to God, our commitment to prayer and praise, to doing those things that please Him, will weaken if we neglect our relationship with Him. This is one of the reasons that Paul wrote in Hebrews 10, 24 and 25, and let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. So, I've got a question for you. How's your fire doing? Is it strong and healthy, or is it just an ember? Does the fire need to be fanned to bring it back? Give it the attention it needs. Don't neglect it. Well, beloved, what do you do to fan the flame? Are you praying regularly? Are you praising Him? Are you sharing the good news? Let me know. Call the LifeSpring Family Hotline at +1-951-732-8511 or send a boostergram with a comment or go to comment.lifespringmedia.com. Tomorrow will be History Tuesday, and we'll read 1 Kings 14 through 18. John Train sent in his monthly $50 donation, and I thank you, John. God bless you. I appreciate you. You know, beloved, I rely on you to support the LifeSpring one-year Bible because with advertising comes censorship, and I will not allow the Word of God to be censored on this show. So to pay the bills, value for value is the only way this works. You decide if the show has any value for you. If it does, all I do is ask you to return a portion of that value back to me in the form of time, talent, or treasure. To learn more about how that works, go to
LifeSpringMedia.com/support.
I'll thank you, and I believe God will bless you. Our next time of prayer together will be this coming Wednesday. Call in your prayer request or praise at +1-951-732-8511 or go to prayer.lifespringmedia.com. This is the part of the show where I thank Sister Denise, Michael Hainer, Scott Snyder, who did today's show art, Jason Pascal, and Sister Brittany for everything they do for the show. I thank you guys. God bless you. And thanks to John Train for helping to make this episode of the LifeSpring One-Year Bible possible. Thank you, John. Beloved, thank you for inviting me to be a part of your day. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. My name is Steve Webb. Bye.
The LifeSpring One-Year Bible relies on your support. LifeSpringMedia.com/support.